I think sacrifice is really only highly valued if it's self-sacrifice. Sacrificing everybody else because I want a society such and such and what have you, I think that's going in the wrong direction. It's forcing, I mean, like the Aztecs, for example, sacrificing people on top of a pyramid and throwing the headless bodies down the way. That's not like, oh, it's a moral, ethical sacrifice. You know, it's going to be good. It's going to be fabulous. Everybody's going to be happy because they're dead because we sacrificed them to our gods. Whereas self-sacrifice, people who actually go willing, people who behave selflessly, tends to have far greater effect. And indeed, it inspires self-sacrifice in others.
This is a very, very intelligent comment, Vinny. It's an extraordinarily intelligent comment, and I've come to the same conclusion. This is why I keep saying what we need is not a new global order. What we need is a new axial age. We need, you know, an awakening in our moral sentiment, in our a reawakening of our values, and we need to live in the image of God now more than ever before. And I'm saying that, and I'm not even religious. You know, I've come to this conclusion as an agnostic. Why? Because the only way to make these sacrifices that we need to make for our children, for future generations, for the planet, the only way that we are going to accept paying for the sins of our fathers is if we have this humility that comes, you know, from our religious education. Religion has endowed us with this humility, the humility to make sacrifices for others, right? And society cannot thrive, and now we know better than ever before that society cannot exist, cannot continue, unless human beings are willing to make this.